Hello, beautiful. You are listening to Africana Woman Podcast. Chulu is my name. I am a writer, personal brand consultant, entrepreneur, and mentor. Having recently celebrated the 100th episode, we had some great conversations on Instagram Live that I wanted to make sure you heard. Not only to learn about the amazing female-led businesses, but also to get more insight into what Africana Woman can offer you outside of the podcast. This is a conversation with Kapwaya of Dice Designs, and she too has been a friend of Africana Woman for such a long time. So we love her. Enjoy the conversation. Yesterday, we had our first giveaway, and the first giveaway was a one-hour session with a therapist, and our winner was Michelle Kako David Mbula. I got you all your names, girl, and I'm so excited for you. Today, we have a special guest, beautiful business, and I'm just waiting for her to sign on. So she's also on mommy duty right now, so we might have a second guest joining us. You guys just roll with it. This is how life is. Hi, Taonga. Nice to see you. So this is how life is, you know. We just, the babies are crying. Yes, we just say, hey, come and join us. All right. There is our lovely guest. She's just arrived. Good. Okay. Let's get her on the call. All right, cool. So, I've sent an invitation. All you have to do is accept.
Hi.
All right, my darling, how are you today? I'm so excited.
I know, right? I can't remember last I saw you. When last did we talk? Huh?
I know, like, it's been a minute. But you know what? You have been doing the most, like, you got married and you had a baby. So I'm just loving just watching you unfold. So, yeah. Okay, let's introduce you. Okay. So, hello, everybody. My name is Chulu, and I am the host and producer of Africana Woman with Chulu Podcast. And today I have the beautiful, the talented, the creative genius behind Dice Designs. And her name is Kapwaya. Listen, I love this woman. So I met Kapwaya in the Africana Woman Visionaries, and it was just so beautiful to connect with her. We would be in mixes, and I think even some of the master classes. And you know, when you're just watching her just like evolve and she's just doing all these beautiful designs, I hope you guys have gone and checked out Dice Designs, okay? At Dice Designs, go check out those designs. Oh my goodness. So Kapwaya, welcome.
Thank you, Chulu. Thank you for having me. I was so excited when I heard from you. Thank you so much.
Okay, so please tell us a little bit about you and your business.
Okay, my business, like you've heard, is called Dice Design. It was discovered, I should use the word discovered, in 2018. And I went full-time with the designs in 2019, you know. I started out as not knowing what I was doing, but it turned out as something that I enjoy creating and producing and just bringing your imagination to life. So it's a ready-to-wear women's clothing line. It's exciting.
Yeah. Okay. What into fashion? I mean, I'm sure there's so many other things that you can do as a business, but why fashion?
Because I think it's not something that I started overnight. It started like when I was way younger, but you know, I just had to put it aside. But because we all know, it's always, you have to go to school, you have to start work, you have to get a job. You know, it was always like that. So I just put it aside. It's not something that I started like yesterday. So I've always wanted to make clothing. I was so excited because it's something that it's in your head, right? No one else knows it. but it's something that you can bring to life that everyone else can see. So it's something that excites me. It's creative. It's art, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think fashion is the way to go just to express yourself. I think, that is it. Mm-hmm.
I like that. So what would you say is your style of your fashion label?
Sorry?
What's your style? What type of clothes do you make?
I can put them in as a classy casual on the go to, on the go to clothing. It's the simple, you know, but the put together, you know, like if you go to my page, right? The kimono dresses, you know, wear that kimono dress, put on some sneakers, you're out to go to get a drink. Or just put on some slippers and go to the mall and everything like that. It's an effortless look, effortless line, design. Yeah. So it just brings out your confidence in a simple way. Nothing complicated.
I like that. I think that's my style. Because I'm always looking in my, what can I just throw on, like without having to be and, you know, like for the situations. So I like that. I like
so it's
that.
Just a simple, now, it's a simple design, simple designs, you know?
So is, tell us about your process. Did you always know how to sew? Like what happened there? So, you know, you said that in 2018, you kind of stumbled on, you know, doing this, on starting this design label, but then what happened? Did you know how to sew? Did you learn from a long time ago? What happened?
No, actually, believe it or not, I didn't know even how to, I didn't even know what a bobbin is, and I'm not going to explain it right now, but I didn't know a thing. I had no idea, but I was so determined to learn. And so most of the things I actually taught myself, you know, YouTube and everything, just interest makes you do things. You just get so determined. But there are just certain things that you can't learn by yourself, and you have to reach out to other people. So I took a one-week class with Faye Designs, and I know everyone knows Faye Designs. So, yeah, I took, like, a master class for 1 week, and that helped me understand more things, helped me understand the woman's body and what measurements I need and some a bit of some sewing skills. But all in all, I taught myself.
Wow, that's it. I did. So it's just a determination.
When you want to do something, you actually create doors open. You just have to find ways of how you can make it work. And you just have to somehow.
So how has it been being in business? How have you been finding, you know, clients? What is it like? Because, you know, you have the creative side, but then a business also has to sell. You have to do marketing and all of that kind of stuff. Yeah. So how has that experience been like for you?
To be honest, it's pretty hard. You know, there are a lot of people that are creating clothes, you know. It's a competitive market. But I was also lacking in skills of marketing and everything like that. So a lot of social media. Yeah, it's a bit cliche and everything else, but a lot of social media. These paid ads, you know, how Facebook works with the sponsorship and paid ads. And also networking. Like the way I've with you guys, you know, it's always like looking for something that can help you move to the next stage. You know, if you can't go out there, social media is a very important tool and useful tool. Networking. You can just like talk to people. They'll be able to connect you to other people. So it's just a matter of learning. I don't know everything right now, but I'm still learning. It's an interesting journey. So you just have to go on social media. You can just like social media, networking. It's really important.
Nice. So I guess let's even just dive right into it. How did you discover Africana Woman?
Chulu, honestly, I didn't go looking for you guys. I wasn't looking for you guys. It just sort of happened. You know, like I said, like I mentioned before, social media. I was looking for ways of how I can improve myself, how I can increase my following and all. So I stumbled upon you guys. You know, I'm friends with someone who liked your post, and it popped up on my page. And I followed you, and it was an interesting group of women. you're focusing more on empowering women. And so that's attracted me, and I decided, you know what, let me try you guys. And here we are, right?
Yeah. So,
exactly.
So what is your
just stumbled upon.
Favorite thing about the Africana women community?
Sorry, just come back.
I said, what has been your favorite thing about the Africana women community?
The networking. It's like this group of women, it is so empowering. It's motivating because they're like wonderful women. So it's a great group of women. It's like, I never even thought like I'll be able to grow into this person, but because of the networking that we had, the interactions that we had, it just brings out the best out of you. It brings out the best. So it was really an incredible journey with you guys. The last year was incredible. It was amazing.
We have a giveaway. Kapoya, do you want to announce what the giveaway is?
Yes, I do. First of all, like I have lines of duster coats, kimono, chitenge looks. So these are unique pieces. When you get something from me, it's something that you will have. I always try to create different patterns, different prints. So when you get something from me, definitely it's something unique and you'll be the only one having it. So today we're giving away our wonderful original kimono coat, which is also called a duster coat. Yeah. So that is one. Awesome. That is what we're giving away today.
Yay! I hope you guys have seen the image of that of the kimono coat. It is gorgeous. Like, it is just lush.
You're the only one. Like, there's nothing like it. Nothing like it.
So see what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All right, I'm seeing some notes here. I want it. Me, I'm shamelessly rich. I love that. Okay, so Kapoya, where do you see Dice Designs going from here?
I want to have a store, you know. I want people to come in and see what I have in stock, you know. And also I want to give people a chance like to be online. If they're unable to be where the shop will be, I want to have a platform where they're able to select what they want online. And can I say a showroom? I don't think they call it a showroom, I'm not too sure. And on the luxury part of it, where I have people come to consult and have discussions and create and to see the art of beautiful pieces in there. So I have a long way to go, but we'll get there. We'll get there.
So we'll get there. Yeah, in Africana Women, we dream big. Like, mm-hmm. if you are looking for, you know, women who have got big ideas, big dreams, big visions, this is the space for you. Because exactly. We're not trying to have mediocre lives. No. Stay out, as Mama would say, we stay ourselves in Dubai on a yacht, just to see, you know, doing a whole lifestyle. Like, so it's so important, right?
Yeah,
so important that you surround yourself with people who are going to motivate you, who will level you up. Exactly. Trust me, a lot of times people have conversations with me. I'm talking about, oh, and then there's this big thing you can do, and they're like, oh, I didn't think of that. And like, oh,
we So it's an amazing space, Yeah. And one of
Definitely. So I'm so excited. Quiet, do you listen to the podcast as well?
Yes, I do.
Tell me about which one has been the most impactful podcast episode you've listened to.
Let's see. Do I have it here? What was that one? I liked your story where you had to, you know, the job thing. You had to give up that, you had to find yourself. I think that was, I relate to that. So that was really one of the highlights of your podcast. I really related to that one. So that's on top of my head, that's my favorite. Like I just heard your story and I heard your story I relate to that. Mm-hmm.
Similar to like how you described at the end, you know, how you described the beginning rather. where you say, okay, yeah, let me branch out on my own and see where this goes.
So sometimes it's just finding something that is good for you, you know, your mental health, you know, something that you're comfortable with. And also, I discovered that it's really important, though, you know, some people don't really understand that, you know, so until you go through it, maybe. That's when you're able to not, okay, mental health and just having your own comfort space is good for you. You're able to discover yourself. You're able to know what you want and what you don't want. So I really related to that. And yeah, my top one.
Thank you. Okay, guys, thank you so much for joining us in this live. Really, this is about celebrating 100 episodes of the Africana Woman with Chulu podcast. If you have not listened to the podcast yet, what are you doing? Like, you need to be listening. So make sure that you go and subscribe. We'll find so many stories, so many experiences by African women that you can relate to, and you'll hear how that person got through whatever that challenge was. You know what I mean? I think one of the reasons I really started the podcast was to make sure that as women, as African women, we know that we are not alone. Whatever we're going through, you're not alone. There's somebody out there that can relate to you, that understands, at least even if it's not like a picture perfect copy of what you're going through, but they have a similar experience. Yeah. And exactly. Even if I haven't been through what you've been through, there is so much empathy and love in the space that is the Africana Woman community. And I think it's just a wonderful space to be in. And I highly, highly recommend that you join. So as much as we have the podcast, a blog, we also have, like I mentioned, the Africana Woman Visionaries. Now, if you are not a member, what are you doing, sis? Like, what are you doing?
Sorry. Check in.
How we support each other, how we help each other grow. And one of the things that is so important in this space is to have your wealth, to build your wealth, to be healthy, and to celebrate each other. Because I think there's this thing that has always gone around about, oh, women don't support each other. It's always catfighting.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of that, but not this group.
Not this group. So, Kapoya, do you have any final words before we sign off around one, your business, and two, why somebody should become part of our sisterhood?
Okay. Okay, first of all, thank you for having me today. I appreciate it and all. Africana Woman, it's really, it's a wonderful group. It's, you get inspired, you get to think big. They just bring you out of your shell. There's a support group. It's just an amazing group of women. Really, I'm happy to be there. They're just amazing, amazing, amazing women there. So just join us. Join us. You learn a lot. You're just going to break out of your shell. Believe me. You're going to break out of your shell. And don't forget to share, and follow. Yeah, thank you for having me today.
thank you. So, Kapoya, thank you so much, one, for partnering with Africana Woman. I'm so grateful. I know that when we had the conversation, I was like, oh, maybe let me ask her. I don't know if she's going to say yes. And you're like, yes, I'm doing it. So I'm so grateful that you agreed to partner with us as we celebrate. And I absolutely love you. And just thank you.
Talks about the Africana Woman Visionaries. This is our membership community where we promote holistic health so as you can build wealth. Here's the thing. Have you ever wondered why you are so educated but you are living hand to mouth? Or you have a brilliant idea but you just cannot bring yourself to do it despite having all the tools at your disposal? there just seems to be something blocking you from living the life of your dreams. At Africana Woman, we know that no matter how many tools you have, if you are not healthy, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, or physically, it blocks you from being the best version of yourself. There could have been something that happened to you that you don't even realize that's in your subconscious that's blocking you from living the best life of your dreams. Remember, your health is your wealth. In AWV, that's how we call it, Africana Women Visionaries. In AWV, we stand on three pillars. Number one, connection with yourself to understand who you really are and what you really want, as well as connecting you to a phenomenal network of like-hearted women. Number two, celebration of you as the queen that you are. The things you celebrate compound and multiply in your life. So we celebrate small and big wins. Guys, celebration is so important in your life. And I know sometimes we get so busy, we forget to celebrate. The third one, collaboration, because we know that no one is an island. Your life is meant to be a journey done with people. AWV helps you be intentional about the type of people you want to have in your life journey. If you are looking for intelligent, ambitious, creative, big dreamers who are not threatened by your success, then you are in the right place. As an AWV member, you have access to a private social group. You can network at our virtual mixer. You have access to the monthly masterclass, plus previous masterclass videos. You have access to the member directory and are an automatic member of the book club. You also get first dibs on the annual retreats, workshops, and courses. Africana Woman Visionaries is a paid membership. You can pay monthly or make one annual payment. This means that you get free access to all of the events mentioned before, whereas non-members would have to pay per event. AWV is a wonderful space that attracts diversity in nationality, location, profession, and age. Again, it is a safe space to grow as an individual and transform your life. So, if you are looking for changing and transforming your lifestyle, this is the space to be in. To join, visit our website, africanawoman.com, or send an email to africanawoman@gmail.com.